We was hearing yesterday, we had a great day yesterday. The church leaders spent the day together. And one of the things that we heard, you know, leadership, you know, we've got to stay humble and teachable. And those, I believe, are two of the lessons that God has taught me in the 30 years that I've been walking with Jesus. So, you know, in a sense, I don't want to sound as though I'm bigging myself up. That's really what I say. But I sense, you know, the last few weeks, an increasing honour being given to me from different sources and different, you know, somehow a sense of recognition coming of who I am. Now, maybe it's been there all along. Maybe it's just been that I've been too blind to see. But yeah, I really sense that God is increasing my territory. Remember, we looked at that as also meaning increasing my influence. And I feel that God is increasing my influence. So, you know, I just want to share that and say it's okay, you know, to share what God is doing amongst us all.
Right, now we come to what is the best part of this morning, well, as well as the worship, and that is for you to come and have the opportunity to let everybody else know what great things the Lord has done for you in these past few weeks. So don't all rush. Who's going to be first? Who's going to be first to really testify to the goodness of God in their life? Yes. Great. No, that's lovely to have more. You know, everybody eager to come.
Praise the Lord. You know, I've been praying for several months. What's next? What's next, God? What's next? What's the next step? Where do you want me to go now? What's the plan? Come on, tell me, what's the plan? And I've just been really, really searching out what's next in the way that I'm supposed to be doing my thing. And so, I've talked about this before. There's a Christian chat room that I visit on the internet. And one of the ladies in there has been talking about this other Christian chat network. And so I thought I'd go check it out. Well, you can't check it out without registering and signing up and all that sort of thing. So I registered and signed up for it. The very next day, didn't go into the chat room, but just got registered and just was kind of nosing around. The very next day, how God is this? The girl that had talked to me about it got a hold of me, and she says, "We want to talk to you about something." And she and the other lady who runs the women's ministry in this Christian chat network invited me to come and be a part of their women's ministry online. And this is an outreach that reaches all over the world. You talk about enlarging your territory and enlarging your you know, moving the tent pegs out. I'm talking to people in Australia. I'm talking to people in the Philippines. I'm talking to people in the U.S. and in Europe. So this is a direct part of the Kairos course. Enlarge, open up. Where else? What else? Who else, Lord, can we minister to? And so I covet your prayers for this. This is just such an amazing time to be able to work with women all over the world who've been hurt, who've been wounded, who need more of Jesus, and that I can bring a word to. I can show them what the Holy Spirit is like. So praise God for that.
Thanks, Mary. And I just wanted to say that when Tom brought that message a few weeks ago, I just really sensed that God was saying, you know, that this is the time. You know, there's times sometimes in time where, you know, God releases something. And I felt that when you brought the message about the Jabez prayer, that, you know, this is the time to start actually aligning with God on this, because I just felt that God was going to start releasing stuff. So I've been praying that prayer. And I have to go back a year ago, actually. It became apparent to me that the tax man owed me about £500. Anyway, I set about trying to get this £500 back, and I just hit walls left, right and centre. And I got to a point where I just really felt the Lord say, let it go. Just let it go. because it was becoming time-consuming. I was on the big year. I was also trying to work, and I was writing to the tax man, and they wouldn't talk to me on the phone, and it was just all getting very silly. So I did. I let it go. I just thought, okay, I'll let this go, you know. And about a week ago, I received a letter in the post to say, we owe you £500. It's like, finally, they're saying, we acknowledge we owe you, because before that, they just wouldn't acknowledge it. And they actually said, this is going to be difficult for you to get this money back, because I just didn't have information that they needed. And it wasn't through anything dishonest. It was just simply the fact that I couldn't provide them with some information. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I saw the letter, and they're saying, we owe you £500. And, but there's been a gap of a week between me receiving the letter and finally getting the check yesterday. And I'd asked God for that, because I knew today was Testimony Sunday. And I thought, you know, I really want to stand up. I know that I was going to do it anyway. I was going to stand up and share this, even if I didn't have, because as far as I was concerned, God, you know, God was going to release it to me. And I was going to do it as an act of faith and declaration that this money was going to come. So I just really praising God for the timing. You know, I got home from the leadership meeting last night, and I just had a sense that it was actually going to be there, and it was. So I just say thank you for, you know, thank you, Lord, for that. And if you're not praying this prayer, because, you know, I know that we forget sometimes, and please do, because I believe that there's just something very special going on at the moment. There's this open heaven, and there's things that God wants to release to us right now in this time and this season. So, you know, jump on board, you know. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, which I did share with a few people in the week, as you all know, I work in the Christian bookshop, and I do get a variety of people coming in from all walks of life. But I do not get Muslims and Sikhs coming in, and they'll come in because they need to find where the Citizens Advice Bureau is, or they want an organisation upstairs. But they don't come in and connect with me in the way that I had hoped they would. They'll come in and they'll say, I'm lost. And I think, yeah, I know. I know you are. And I'll direct them to where they need to go. And I've always felt that was quite prophetic, actually. And I've sort of felt that on some level. This week, I've had Sikhs and Muslims coming into the shop, buying things, and also saying, you know, this is interesting how it ties in with Kairos and where we're at as a church, you know, saying we really need us Christians and us Muslims to connect and build relationship. And I just felt that that was, you know, and there was I able, you know, to stand and talk with Muslims, and just felt that God was doing something in the enlarging of my territory. And just remembering what Di said before Christmas, when not before Christmas, sorry, you talked about the man of peace. Yeah, about, and I just got a real sense of that, you know. And this guy that I was talking to, this Muslim chap, I had a sense that he had quite an influence within his own Muslim community. So I'm just open to more of that, Lord, you know, whatever you want to do through this, you know, through me at this time, and the same with everybody. So, yeah, thank you, Lord.
Come on, who else would like to give a word of testimony?
Well, I just sense that God is doing something really amazing in Slough Church. Things are moving in, you know, our individual lives as well as a church, and I feel very excited about it. And after Tom spoke on Jabez's prayer, I didn't start praying it immediately, but I started on the 16th of November, because I wrote it down in my Bible. And my main focus was, it's amazing to hear these testimonies and see that we are praying the same prayer, but God is meeting us in different ways. And my focus was on, Lord, enlarge my territory. And following that, you know, I started to bump into people I haven't seen for years. One of them was from a Hindu background, one from Jamaica, two from Fiji, one Muslim woman. And I just suddenly thought, why is it it's happening? Then I remembered, because I'm asking God to enlarge my territory, and God is bringing me across these people. And also, you know, I pray for my street where I live every single day, and I claim every single household for the kingdom of God. And I had my neighbor, her father died, and she's gone to South Africa for the funeral. And I had the opportunity to minister to them as well. And so God is, you know, God hears our prayers when we pray. And every morning as I pray Jabez's prayer, I expect God to move and do something new. And it's good to be in that place of expectation when we come to God.
Thank you. Just while the next person might be thinking of what they're going to say, I had opportunity, and I go on a Thursday when I can, to a line dancing group. And unbeknown to me, the couple that take it, their daughter actually used to go to River at Maidenhead. And it just happened to come up in conversation, and it really opened up a whole, well, we were talking for nearly a quarter of an hour. We didn't do much line dancing, but it was really an opening that I felt God give me. And, you know, I really believe that this is a season that God is giving us as a group of people here. You know, I don't know about you, but I was getting a bit discouraged, if I'm being honest, by not seeing new people coming in and staying. And I was saying, Lord, is this the place you've called me to? Because I really believe he has. Then, Lord, I want to see this place being enlarged. And I know, you know, numbers aren't everything, but we want to see people coming in here and really being blessed and healed and saved and delivered from all sorts of addictions. And I believe that I too have felt, and I said so to Florence the other day, I just feel that we've actually moved into something new. We may not be seeing it yet with the physical eyes, but I think we need to see these things in the spirit. And as we see them in the spirit, we pray them in as if they've happened already, because that is faith claiming. So, you know, if anybody else would like to come and share something that God has been doing for them. Do. Olivia. Yeah, great to see you. We go back a long way, Olivia and I.
Elizabeth, you've just spoken. I thought I'd just come and introduce myself and my friend Ken, as it's open time. And I just want to share how we've come to this church. I've been a Christian for quite a long time, and it was about last year. I was sort of at the ending of looking after my granddaughter full time. And I had a garden which needed to be sorted out, and because I'd left it, and I'd asked the Lord to send me somebody to help me with my garden. And a couple of months later, he sent me a chap over, a friend, Ken. My daughter had rang me and said, "I'm going to send you somebody over because he just needs some help." And so I said, okay. And he sent him, and he came over, and along the last year, he sort of stayed. We've had a few problems with each other, and I've managed to get my garden sorted out. It's up to date, and my granddaughter's left. And in the meantime, I was talking to my friend about God, and he was saying, oh, I'd like to go somewhere. Well, anyway, we came to this church. And he spoke about a couple of things of knowing a couple of people in conversations. And each week we were coming, one of the gentlemen named Mike Francis popped up when we came on the Sunday, and Mike had come up and asked to pray for him. And Mike didn't recognize him. And we were just amazed how, you know, things had gone on between a relationship between them for a long, long time ago. And we just happened to come to the church, and there was another chap who'd spoken about his issues. And every week we've come along and somebody said something where God's spoken to us about, and we say, yes, that's happened this week, or that's happened. And God's been amazing all the way through it. So, and I must say, because I want to encourage you as a church, that that the love God has been shown, and I know Ken's felt love God's love through you people as accepting him and everything, yes. And so that's why I want to encourage you people as a church for God's love coming through you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivia. That's a great encouragement, isn't it? Now, time is moving on, and we don't yet live in eternity, so I think, unless anybody's just bursting to say something, oh, come on.
I don't want to embarrass Ken, but last week he did give his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a phone call on my answer phone last night about 10:30. I'd been away all day. Vicky and Henry, you both know. I suppose I've come here to speak on behalf of them to thank God that the fitting of a new pacemaker on the other side this time was successful. But Vicky's asked that we would pray because Henry's been in such a lot of pain in his arm. It's the cannula thing they've put in different places has made his arm really painful, almost to the point it's painful even to put it on his like pajama jacket. That's how bad it is. And apparently he's been literally screaming with pain. So she said, could we pray? So if you have no objection, I'll pray on our behalf. And if you can remember to pray, every day if possible. Father, we thank you that you're a God who heals, that you're a God who cares. We thank you, Lord, that this fitting of a new pacemaker for Henry was successful. But Lord, now he's, as you know, he's got this real vicious pain problem. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch him by your power and you'll heal him, that, Lord, he'll be completely set free from this awful condition, Lord. And we pray, Lord, the next time we hear from Vicky or Henry that the news will be good, that we trust in you, Lord, that you are working today. And we thank you for the testimonies we've already heard this morning, and we thank you, Lord, you are with us and you're for us, not against us. And we thank you, Lord, that we have a part to play in the harvesting of lost souls. And we pray that the light you've put here in this fellowship, Lord, will burn brightly, Lord, and you will add to us many people, Lord, who are Christians without a permanent Christian home, Lord, where they feel comfortable. And those, Lord, many people around are still seeking you. People trapped in other religions, Lord, have yet to find you. And people who've never even heard about you. We pray, Lord God, you'll bring in this vast number of people, Lord, who need to know you. In Jesus' name. I'd just like to add, Isaac's mentioned this meeting. Christ for All Nations Church, which some of you may not have heard of, it's relatively new, and from what I gather, the people that come into faith to that church, a lot of them through a ministry that's on the God Channel. We used to have a lady in the place where I worked about 3 years ago, and she was quite an avid Catholic. But when she came into contact with these people in the gospel, she found Jesus, and she was tremendously changed. So I would imagine this preacher's going to be quite something. I did mention to Isaac, I couldn't understand, Upton Court Road is a very big road, as you know, those of you know Slough. But the actual venue, if you don't mind me saying, is in St. Francis of Assisi Church, isn't it? So the IPAF wouldn't mean anything to me, but if that helps you, so that's right on the corner of London Road, an actual lovely little church with my name on it. That's the one, yeah. Ample parking by the look of it as well.